Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew from Monroe is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew. Did you by chance catch the cheat sheet on the men's room this past Friday at 5:40?
I did not.
That's okay.
It is okay, Steve.
It's okay. Monday. We are on the same level of just like, oh, it's Monday kind of vibe.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve, no advantage needed.
Now that we know that Matt is ready, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which direction does the sun rise from?
East.
Yes. What word is both a computer programming language as well as a coffee term?
Java.
Yes. In what decade was the Panama Canal finished?
30s, 40s, 50s.
No. What is the more common term for grape sugar?
For what? Grape sugar?
Yes.
I don't know. Pass.
Which U.S. state is home to Death Valley?
Nevada, California.
No. Yes, California. How many brothers did Ryan lose in Saving Private Ryan?
3.
Yes. Two. What word is derived from the Salish word for hairy man?
A hairy man? Neanderthal.
No.
Cro-Magnon.
No.
Steve Miggs.
No. What country does the cappuccino originate from?
Italy.
Yes. What actor performs music under the stage name Childish Gambino?
Post Malone.
No.
Pass.
In what part of the body would you find the aqueous humor?
Humor, the leg.
No.
Overso.
You got 5 correct, Matthew.
Oh, that's average.
It felt like more, though. It did. Wow. Did it feel like more to you?
No, I thought it was less, actually.
All right, well, Steve is back in the studio, but the question is, are you ready?
Showtime!
Which direction does the sun rise from?
The east.
Correct. What word is both a computer programming language as well as a coffee term?
What was the question again?
What word is both a computer programming language as well as a coffee term?
Java.
Yes. In what decade was the Panama Canal finished?
Oh, that's 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s?
No. What is the more common term for grape sugar?
Booger sugar?
No.
Raisins?
No.
Don't pass. I don't know.
Which U.S. state is home to Death Valley?
Arizona.
No.
Nevada.
No.
California.
Yes. How many brothers did Ryan lose in Saving Private Ryan?
Three?
Yes.
6.
What word is derived from the Salish word for hairy man?
Burt Reynolds?
No.
Sasquatch?
Yes.
Oh.
What country does the cappuccino originate from?
Italy.
Yes. What actor performs music under the stage name Childish Gambino?
That's Danny Glover.
No.
Donald Glover.
Yes. In what part of the body would you find the aqueous humor?
The elbow?
No.
The knee?
No.
The stomach.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-5. Sorry, Matthew.
I got spanked, yeah.
Some people are into that.
They are. And we're not here to kink shame.
No.
It is funny that Daniel... Danny Glover,
Donald Glover. I do it every time.
When I first heard about Childish Gambino, they're like, oh, you know, it's the actor, Donald Glover. And I'm like, what?
How old is
he now? The guy from Lethal Weapon? He's now a rapper and he's popular? Like, I had no idea that it was a different person. And I realized, okay, I'm an idiot.
Well, the decade the Panama Canal was finished was the 1910s.
Okay.
The more common term for grape sugar is glucose.
Huh.
And the part of the body where you'd find the aqueous humor is your eyeball.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Nice job on your victory
Thank
today,
you.
Though, Steve. If people want to do a little shopping, you know, freshen up the wardrobe, you can head over to The Rock Shop at KISW.com, where there are always new things to enjoy, including the latest and greatest, the I Beat Migs shirt. And it has your face on it, Steve.
It does.
It's very good looking. Get yours at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Nice.
This morning, we are on a quest to find the listener with the most kids.
Yes.
And the reason... During a recent appearance on the Really Good podcast with Bobby Althoff, Nick Cannon was asked to name all 12 of his children. He was on a bit of a roll, but then he got caught up.
What are their names?
You want all 12?
12 names, though.
This is where I usually get in trouble.
Why? Because you don't know all of them.
I know all of them, okay. But like, all right, well, here we go. I'll label it off for you. See, let's keep me honest. There's Rock, Roll, Golden, Powerful, Rise, Onyx, Legendary, Zion, Zillion, Zen, and just see, this is where I...
He's a 10, he can't name the other two.
How many?
You're missing two.
I'm missing two.
Not one, two. 12 children he has.
I don't know how he does it.
So we wanted
well,
to know...
Well, he's rich as F, and he probably didn't, you know.
We want to know who listening... has the most kids. And Steve Migs, we do have someone on hold who has nine.
Nine.
We're going to chat with them in a minute, but first let's check in with Holly. Holly, you were the first to call this morning. You have seven kids.
Good morning. Yes, I do.
Do you know, do you remember all of their birthdays?
Yes, I do.
That's impressive.
What's the age range of your seven kids, Holly?
The oldest one is 26. And she's married and moved out. Then I have 23, almost 20, 17, 14, 11, and the youngest one is 9.
Whoa!
Okay, on a scale of 1 to Slipknot, how loud is your house at any given point?
So there is often Slipknot playing in my house, so pretty loud.
I bet.
A few of them are musicians, so we have, like, I'm sitting next to a drum set right now.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah, you could have, like, two bands.
Yeah, I think technically our household has at least three at the moment. But anyway, it is not that loud. It's kind of surprising. I only have one sibling, so this is definitely not how I grew up. And unless, you know, we're purposely trying to be loud, it's really pretty quiet.
That's impressive.
Did you have all kids living at your all seven kids living at home at the same time?
Yes. So I had the youngest when my oldest daughter was in high school. And so, yeah, for at least a few years, because after high school, she lived at home while she went to Lake Washington Tech. So,
oh, wow.
There was a house full for quite a long time there.
So like four of them are just set outside with a tent and you're just like, look, this is how you have to live.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. Like we have a normal person house. We do have four bedrooms, which I guess is a little larger than maybe the average house. But we're packed in here pretty good.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Like little sardines. 206-803-ROCK. Michelle from Kenmore. Tell these people, how many children do you have?
I have nine.
Nine. Now, were they all, like, was this intentional, or, like, was it just like, oh, here comes another kid?
I have two sets of twins, so I always try to say, I wouldn't have really had nine.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, this could be a dumb question. At any point when, like, you're dealing with nine kids, because, kids are different than dogs, but, you know, we have two dogs, and at times, I screw up their names. Like, I'll be calling DJ Lucy and Lucy DJ. Do you ever, like, just forget, like, the names of your kids?
Well, I don't forget. I just start randomly saying the wrong name.
Yeah.
Go through the list.
In fairness, they're all grown now, so I technically don't have... Well, I have my youngest set of twins is 21, and they still live at home. But they're just chilling, working their job. I hardly ever see them. Pay their rent.
Yeah.
And so, Michelle, what is the age range? You have 21-year-olds, and then how old's the oldest?
Well, I don't remember everybody's age anymore. There's a couple of the oldest ones are in their 30s, and then everybody else is in their 20s.
Do you have any grandkids yet?
Yes.
How many grandbabies do you have?
I have two.
How expensive is Christmas for you?
Well, you know, we're finally starting to scale back, but it could get ridiculous.
Do you have to, like, rent
a couple years ago, we still wanted to buy everybody lots and lots of presents, and the tree, everything was just piled up everywhere, and we're like, we got to stop.
Well, I'm even just thinking, like get-togethers, like, to have, like, you know, like, a Thanksgiving or a Christmas meal, like, you have to rent, like, a hall, because, like, how do you fit everybody with all the grandkids?
Well, we fit everybody, but it didn't used to be, I think the other caller was saying, it's pretty, actually, people would be surprised how quiet it is with that many kids. But now that they're older and they get all together, it is so noisy because they get all excited and they start talking and reminiscing and talking about old funny stories and crazy things they did. And we're like, we can't handle it anymore.
That is so awesome,
you
though.
Rock. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Josh from Rochester. Now, we've got Steve Miggs and Danny V here, girl dads. How many girls do you have?
So we got 7 girls and 1 boy.
Oh my God. Were you trying to have a boy and just kept having girls? Like, because you hear that story where someone's like, they had 5 kids. Like, well, yeah, we had 4 daughters and I really wanted a boy. And finally, I had a boy on the 5th one.
You nailed it, Mig. Yep. You got to try for that boy at the end there, right? You're always the last one.
Oh, I stopped at 1. And I can still try to have a boy. I'm like, no, 1's good enough. Yeah,
well, our youngest is a girl, too. So the boy's the 2nd youngest. And he makes out good now. You know, he's 16, so he gets all of his sister's friends come over, you know. So being the only boy ain't always bad, right?
So before you had the boy, though, I got to imagine that at times a little overwhelming. You're the only dude in a household.
Yes, but the oldest is 27, who since moved back in with us, but a lot of girls mean you get a lot of boyfriends, so I got a lot of, you know, boys to talk about sports with, at least, you know, here and there.
Silver lining.
She brings home a guy who has, like, a Seahawks jersey, like, I love this guy. We can actually watch the game together.
He's a keeper.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Our NBA champ, Steve Miggs.
Boo.
It's the franchise's first title since leaving Seattle in 2008. And for a lot of Supersonics fans, this is a painful wound that has been reopened.
Yes.
A lot of comments online about this. So we're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, they are your NBA champs, their first NBA championship. They defeated the Indiana Pacers last night 103-91 in Game 7 of the finals.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City.
I held my breath when he first said, for the first time, because I've seen so many people. It's the first time since they left Seattle in 2008?
Eight.
And it's just like, man, let's stop. I know they're connected to us, but it still stinks.
It feels icky.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine.
Their guy that won MVP, I can't remember his name.
Gilgeous Alexander.
Sure, he was like the MVP. He was like the top player in the regular season, top scorer. So it's like first time in forever that a guy was able to like kind of accomplish that much.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But Sonics fans, we're feeling a little bummed out today. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments from understandably salty Sonics fans that are not too happy about this. I figured who better to read this? Well, the pickings are slim. So we went with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I don't even think I know what his voice sounds like.
I don't either, so I don't know if this actually does sound like Sonic, but this is what that AI app says it does. So,
okay.
Hey, here's Robot Sonic reading the comments about the Seattle Supersonics and the Oklahoma City Thunder. You ready for the first one?
Of course.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. The weird part is I bleeped all the other ones. I missed that one.
That was a big one, Steve.
That was a huge one. Well, apparently Tatum wasn't the only person that cursed over the weekend, but Sonic, I'm so sorry, Danny. Are you okay?
She had a heart attack.
Shout out to everyone listening on the app.
Well, you know, I'm going to move on to the next comment. Are we ready for the next comment
about
the Seattle Super? I don't know. Let's find out.
Congrats.
Congrats to the Sonics on their first championships since 1979.
Oh, man. A lot of people were not happy with that comment.
No.
They're like, dude, too soon. Not the time to be joking about that. A lot of F words were being thrown at that person.
Can the Mariners win the World Series? That's the only way my Seattle sports heart can even rebuild.
Honestly, when that day comes, because it's coming, and I think this might be our year, Seattle's going to lose its collective mind.
I was talking to my buddy Cody about that. I'm like, I don't think there's another team in town. Even if the Sonics do come back and they win a championship, the Kraken, the Seahawks, whoever, I don't think there's a single team in this town that winning a championship would mean a bigger deal than if the Seattle Mariners won a championship.
Let's go, Mariners. I would rather have Howard Schultz pour a scalding hot cup of Starbucks on my twig and berries than see the Thunder win a title. Fish.
Yeah. With your Sonic dad.
Relatable.
Shot. Yes.
Thunder winning a title before the Sonics return to Seattle is an all-time crime against sports.
You know, somebody brought up a good point. It does suck. 17 years later, they win a championship, but I forgot about the Quebec Nordiques in hockey, the NHL. They were taken from Quebec. They relocated to Colorado. That next season, they won a Stanley Cup.
Wow.
As the Colorado Avalanche. I'm like, you know, it sucks for Sonics fans, but I don't think it could sting much worse than seeing your team taken away from you and then seeing that same team, pretty much the same players, minus a couple people, but seeing them hoist a Stanley Cup or a championship the following year in a different town.
It hurts.
Kevin Durant getting traded and stealing headlines from the Thunder playing for the championship tonight proves he is forever a Seattle Supersonics legend.
That's pretty funny. I saw that too. And what, did he get traded to Houston?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, this is like his sixth team.
That's wild.
Part of me is hoping, and I don't know if it's going to happen, if we do get an expansion franchise, which sounds like it's going to happen. It just feels like we're being teased with it for the last 3 years. But if we do get an expansion team, I hope that Kevin Durant is still playing so that maybe he could finish his career in Seattle. I think that'd be a kind of a cool story to tell.
I'd probably weep.
Well, I didn't think this would piss me off as much as it does. I think I'm done with the NBA until the Sonics return. Also, Oklahoma City, congrats on your championship, and kindly go f*** yourself.
A lot of happy Sonics fans right now.
Very spirited.
Yes.
The world's most notorious rock band has teamed up with the Queen of Country. You're going to hear what that sounds like during What's Trending after Guns N' Roses. As you begin your morning, sip down some coffee and get ready for the day. You might be a little bit curious as to what is happening out there in the world. What's going on in the land of pop culture? We're going to help tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending, let's go.
An unlikely partnership. Dolly Parton has teamed up with Motley Crue.
Dolly Crue.
And there is a new recording of Home Sweet Home, and it's raising money for Covenant House. This is an organization that helps youth experiencing homelessness. And here's a quick clip of what it sounds like.
In all fairness, it's not. She's just singing along to the original recording.
Yes. I was gonna say, I don't think Vince Neil sounds
he
like
does
that.
No,
anymore.
He doesn't.
Steve. No, this is the recording from back in the day, like 1980 something, 1980. I can't remember when I Shot the Devil or Theater of Pain came out. But that's they didn't do anything other than Ed Dolly going, "I'm on my way."
That's our girl, the Queen of Country.
Dolly Crue.
It's going to be part of Motley Crue's upcoming album called From the Beginning. That'll be coming out September 12th, and it's basically just an updated collection of their best songs.
Okay.
It's like a greatest hits type album.
Some call that a cash grab.
Yeah. You think?
We're on our way. Hey, we mentioned Oklahoma City Thunder. They won the NBA championship led by their star player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I'll be full disclosure, I am so clueless to basketball. I didn't even know who the hell this guy was until he was named MVP. And I know he's like a great player. He's like the MVP of the league. He was like top scorer. He crushed it in the game. I haven't been paying much attention, clearly. but he gave a nice speech after the game. But I have to say, when it comes to great speeches, none have given a better speech recently than Sam Bennett of the Florida Panthers, who I believe the Panthers are still drunk. I think they're still celebrating with fans. Brad Marchand, he's been like seen being like pulled out of clubs by teammates because it's like 5 a.m. Like, we got to take you home, buddy.
Time for some sleep.
So they did their big victory parade. Sam Bennett's in front of everybody, and he decided to say this to all the fans in Florida and all the fans watching all across the world about them winning the Stanley Cup.
You know, a lot of people have, they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely no one. We're the double champs. We do what the we want. Let's go.
I know that pissed off some, clearly Oilers fans, but I was like, I think that's hilarious.
That's great.
I did see them all celebrating at a club, and they were blasting Pink Pony Club because that was like, yes, the unofficial anthem for the Edmonton Oilers, and some people were all rattled about that. I'm like, guys, it's sports. They're having fun. Who cares? And I just thought that was hilarious. And
I love it.
And also, I would love to have a team full of bullies. Like, if the Kraken could maybe make that happen, that'd be fantastic.
I'm on that.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There's one final opportunity for you to try to beat Steve today. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to try and beat Migs at 850.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.